I wanted to tell you how happy I am to be with you this morning and to be able to talk about the things that I feel are so very important for everyone to begin to explore and experience. There's a conference that's a wonderful one being held in our small town in Oregon. It's not a local conference, it's a destination conference with many wonderful speakers. We're going to be going over and saying hello to some of them pretty soon. And all of them are doing such remarkable work in the world. And the focus the focus of this event is the new paradigm. And although all of these speakers are doing groundbreaking work, none of them, as far as I know, are addressing why it's possible to have a conference such as this here or anywhere else in the world, and why now, at this point in our history, there is such focus and interest on things that are so significant. And as far as I can see, very few of the people who are speaking or presenting are looking at the root causes of what is creating the world that we're living in now. All of them recognize this world as one that is presenting us an opportunity to create a better world, a different kind of world. But they're not providing tools or really looking at how that can be done. But as you learn about authentic power, that's exactly what you're learning. Let's take, for example, the difference between what's happening now and a paradigm or a paradigm shift. For those of you who don't know what a paradigm is, it's a way of looking at things. It's a way of understanding things. The most famous paradigm shift in the history of science was from an astronomy that was created by an astronomer named Ptolemy to one that was created by an astronomer named Copernicus. And the difference was this. Ptolemaic astronomy, I won't go into the details of it, but the important thing to human understanding was that according to Ptolemaic astronomy, the Earth was the center of everything. The center of everything. And when Copernicus, using a telescope that he created, and discoveries that he made through this telescope, suggested something else. He said the Earth is not the center of everything. In fact, the Earth is moving. The Earth is revolving around the Sun. And other planets are revolving around the Sun. And so the Earth is no different than these other planets from an astronomical point of view. In fact, from the point of view of my telescope, this is what's happening. The Earth is not the center of the universe. The Earth is moving. Now, that was a paradigm shift. And it was really hard for people to accept in those days. And in fact, a lot of people rebelled against it. The church rebelled against it. But that was a paradigm shift. People still saw the same things. They saw the planets. If they looked through Copernicus's telescope, which some of them refused to do because it showed irregularities on the surface of the moon, and until that time, people had believed in divine celestial perfection. That was something else. The moon was still there. Everything that people could see was still there, but the way that they accepted and integrated and understood that shifted. That was a paradigm shift. It was a huge paradigm shift. But I want to give you an insight into some other huge paradigm shifts that happen every day and sometimes with you that don't go down in the history books, but they are as great and as significant. For example, suppose that you are behind someone who's driving so slowly and you are in a hurry to get to an appointment, and this person stops at a stop sign and sits and looks to the left, looks to the right, looks ahead, then looks to the left and the right again, and now your impatience is really huge. And then the person finally starts to go and he turns right. That happens to be the direction that you want to go. So this makes things even worse because you're impatient, you're judging the driver. Can he go faster? Doesn't he know that there's other people in the world? And then because his car is turning for a moment, you can see who the driver is, and it's your old friend. Suddenly, all of the anger, the resentment, the judgment, the impatience disappears because you know who the driver is. And it's someone that you know, and it's someone that you love. That is a paradigm shift, and it's a big one. I hope you're following me. You still see the same thing. You see the road, you see the car, you see the driver. But when you recognize the driver, everything about your orientation shifts. That is a paradigm shift. And how many times does it happen in your life, and especially as you're creating authentic power, where you challenge a frightened part of your personality, and you begin to see the things in your life from a different perspective, the perspective of a loving part of your personality. That is a paradigm shift, but it's in a new context, and that new context is hugely different, larger, more expansive, more indescribable than a simple paradigm shift. It is a shift in human consciousness. That's what we're involved in now. It's not merely a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift doesn't shift what people see. It shifts the way they see it and the way they understand it. This transformation of human consciousness that we are in now shifts what people can see. It allows us to see things that we could not see before. And this is called multisensory perception. It's perception beyond the limitations of the five senses. In other words, you begin to sense yourself as more than a mind and a body. That's multisensory perception. That's not a paradigm shift. Before you acquired multisensory perception, you saw yourself. You looked at yourself as a mind and a body. As you become multisensory, you also begin to see yourself as a soul. That is different. That is a different perception than you could have had when you were five sensory. You look at the world around you and you begin to sense that there's meaning in it. There's purpose. It's symbolic. It tells you things about yourself. That is a new perception. That is a multisensory perception. It's more than a paradigm shift. You look around you and you still see the garden, the streets, the cars, the grocery store. But everything that you see now has a new depth of meaning. That is multisensory perception. You think about the universe, or you look into the sky with the sun shining in it, brightly as it is here, or above clouds as it may be where you are, or you look at night and you see the stars, and you know from five sensory explorations of the physical universe that the stars you see are in galaxies, and there's billions of stars in each galaxy, and there's billions of galaxies in the universe. But with multisensory perception, you begin to see something else. You begin to experience something else, not with your ears or your eyes or your nose or your touch, but with new sensory apparatus, a new sensory system, and that is multisensory perception. And you begin to sense that the universe is alive, and it's wise, and it's compassionate. That is multisensory perception. That is what is happening now. Human consciousness is shifting in a way that it has never shifted before. Never shifted before. Never shifted before. The only thing as significant and huge as this transformation in human consciousness was the genesis of humankind, the origin of five sensory perception. So if I'm speaking more softly, listen more carefully, because some things are important to register as well as you can. And this is one of them, that the changes that are happening in our world reflect a consciousness, not the changes that are happening, but all that needs to be changed in our world now reflects a consciousness that is dying. And all the things I've been telling you about, the shift in human consciousness from the limitations of what your five senses can present to you to multisensory perception, an immensely more expansive, perceptive, deep, meaningful perception, has never happened before. But it's happening now. And that is what is creating all of the wonderful activities that are pointing toward the need for a world that is more compassionate, that is kind, that at least is more fair, that at least is just. But as you become multisensory, you begin to see remarkable things. The world is just. It's always just. A five-sensory person would explode in indignation. How can you say that the world is just when there are people in it who are suffering greatly? There are people in it who are hungry. There are people in it who are worried about feeding their families. And yet, from a multisensory perception, you see non-physical dynamics that were not visible before, such as karma, the law of cause and effect. And you see that every experience is not an experience for you to judge. When you judge, you yourself create negative karma. It is for you to do what you can and what you are able to do to create a world that is a world of abundance and prosperity, but not only financial or physical prosperity and abundance, but of emotional warmth, of kindness, of harmony, cooperation, sharing, and reverence for life. In other words, from the perspective of multisensory perception, you are the key to changing the world. Everything that needs to be changed in the world is the same as what needs to be changed in you. The world is based on an understanding of power that was an artifact of the consciousness that is dying. And that kind of power is the ability to manipulate and to control. That's what the world that we are waking up in is built on, external power. So how can you change a world that is based on external power into a world that is based on another kind of power, on a power that longs for harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life, on a power that is experienced and that creates in individuals humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love? You can't do it by trying to manipulate into control. That's the world that we're waking up in. If you try to change the world by manipulating it, you're adding more external power to a world that's built on external power, and nothing changes. The only way you can change such a world, our world, the world that we have inherited from five-sensory humans, millions of whom, by the way, are becoming multisensory now. The only way that you can change that world is contributing something different to it. External power is the pursuit of fear. Fear is the pursuit of external power. They are identical. When you're trying to manipulate or change someone, it's because a part of your personality that originates in fear is active in you. If you want to create a world of love, create yourself, in yourself, a world of love. If you want the world to be less angry, become less angry yourself. Contribute to the world something that's not in it. It's filled with anger, jealousy, vengeance, avarice. And these experiences of fear permeate even the best intentions. For example, the intention to protect the environment from industrial logging or mountaintop strip mining. These are noble goals and important goals, but if an individual pursues those goals because that individual wants to feel superior to others who don't pursue them, or does feel superior to people in the industry of logging, that is the pursuit of external power. It does not change the world. In other words, intention is very important. Why are you doing what you are doing? If you are doing it to make yourself feel better, for your own gain, it doesn't matter what the goal is or what the goal appears to be, you are pursuing external power. And you are adding to the world what the world is already made of. And that is the world that needs so very much to be changed, because right now, climate disruption is threatening the existence of millions of species. The distance between wealthy people and poor people is increasing. It's always been huge. Think, for example, of European royalty and the peasants or the serfs that labored as virtual slaves to build those castles, to buy those fine clothes, to create those armies that protected that wealth. So income inequality, that's hardly new. But now that it's happening in this century, a century of global awakening to five sensory experiences through the internet, and a species that is becoming multi-sensory and seeing all of this from a new perception. Not only the need to change the world is apparent, but the only way to change the world in the ways that it can be changed are extraordinarily intimate and personal. And that is the creation of authentic power. That is your ability to recognize when fear is present in you, so that you will not create with fear and add more fear to the world.